Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to be talking about our recipe for the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, spicy stir-fried broccoli and peanuts. Doesn't
spicy.
That sound good?
When do you like spicy
I don't
things?
Like spicy. That's why you like spicy.
What makes it spicy?
You like the, right, you like spicy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anytime when we have a recipe and we talk about spicy, it always refers to adding those chili peppers, I guess, to it. You know, that's the thing.
Or that Cajun stuff.
Oh, the Cajun spice? Yeah. Well, anyway, this is what you're going to do. This recipe makes four. It takes 20 minutes to do. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a third a cup of creamy natural peanut butter, a half cup of water.
Peanut butter?
Yes.
Wow.
Peanut butter.
This is uncharted territory.
2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of reduced sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons of oil, and you want to get about a pound and a half, 2 pounds of broccoli crowns. You want to trim them. You don't want to have the big ones. You know, it's always good to get these, the pre-cut ones. Those are pretty good.
I like the stem. I eat the whole thing of broccoli.
I do too, but I like them pre-cut if you're making recipes. I don't like to spend my time chopping crap. So 1 large red bell pepper, slice it up, 2 cloves of garlic, minced, and about a half teaspoon of crushed red pepper or to your taste, and about a quarter cup or about a half a cup of chopped unsalted peanuts. And what you're going to do is, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to make your little concoction. You're going to do the whisk the peanut butter with the water, a little bit of brown sugar. You're going to add the soy sauce to that and the vinegar into a medium bowl, and you're going to let that sit. Let that, you know, mix that up.
Where was the chili peppers?
We're not done.
Oh, you got to add those later?
Yeah. Jeez, I got to
tell
you,
I'm writing it down.
I know. So you're going to heat the oil up. You're going to cook the broccoli in the oil for about 6 minutes till it softens. It becomes a little bit of brown.
You like it crunchy, though, right?
I don't. I like it a little mushy.
Mushy, really?
I like mine brushy. I don't like it crunchy. And then you're going to add the remaining quarter cup of water and a tablespoon of soy sauce to the pan, along with the bell pepper and the garlic. And you're going to cook that. You're going to stir that around. Let the liquid evaporate for about, you know, cook that for about 2 to 4 minutes. You're going to remove it from the heat. Then you're going to stir in the reserved peanut sauce and the seasoning that you have and the crushed red pepper. So you don't actually use that little, that stuff that you sit on the side. You don't let that you don't
that
actually cook.
That goes on
right,
top.
Right, that you put on top and you mix it in with the vegetables nice and warm. And let me tell you something. You are going to have a party with your broccoli. If your kids don't like broccoli, if they don't like that, you have to take your kids in to get examined, because that they should love it after that.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.